Confucius said, "The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones." During the time I was putting the final touches on this book, I facilitated a keynote address in New Orleans. The keynote was about the power of choice, and I was feeling particularly confident as the topic is one I knew well, and the audience was filled with relatable female entrepreneurs. As I stepped off the stage, a young woman ran up to me and said, "I was moved by your keynote. I want to do what you do." I smiled, as I love to talk about facilitation, and it was not the first time someone had shared their feelings on the subject with me. "Okay, tell me why," I asked. She paused thoughtfully for some time and said, "I feel like I can change lives too, and it looks like you were having the time of your life up there." On both points, she was right. When you have the ability to artfully communicate your message, you can change lives. Even if it's only one, and even if it's only on a small scale, you can. Through this book, I would love to be the change agent to help you on your journey to change lives, and at the same time, have the time of your life. I was a shy kid. At one point in high school, I couldn't pick up my head in the lunchroom to make eye contact with students I didn't know. But at the same time, if I knew you, I couldn't stop communicating. Trying to make someone laugh or tell a story or add value by sharing a piece of myself. I was an enigma wrapped in a riddle. In college, I knew I had to shift my perspective around my approach. I knew I was missing out, and subconsciously, I knew I had a talent I wanted to share. I was scared, yes, but if I didn't try to break through then, I knew I would never be able to level up to be the person I knew I could be. So, I majored in communication arts and jumped into everything that scared me. I was on the college radio, took an acting class, and yes, I took my first presentation skills class. I started to see and feel the results of putting myself out there, trying new skills, and the consequence of my actions were fabulous. So that was that. I might have felt shy, but I wouldn't let that feeling hold me back ever again. During my 25-plus years as a professional communicator, I have been told, "I want to do what you do," many, many times, and each time, I smile knowingly, thinking about my own journey. Even though I started learning how to communicate and facilitate effectively early on in my life, it was years before I understood the real art behind the science. This road is challenging, will take work and practice, but it's worth it. As they say in the movie A League of Their Own, if it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. Being able to artfully communicate a message that impacts people at a high level while motivating change is a stellar process. Whether you want to freelance facilitate and make it your life's work, facilitate within an organization, or just want to be impactful with your message in any one-on-one situation, being a professional communicator is an inspiring and an obtainable goal. When you facilitate artfully, your world changes. You learn constantly. You get to do what you love, meet new people, stretch, grow, and you can change lives. Facilitation is simple, really. There are artful tools and principles and skills. I'll give them all to you throughout this book. Seriously, all of them. I'll give you the myths, too. As a result of the industrial age, education and learning was broken down to be rote and process-driven. And many believe this is still the correct way to teach adults. Basically, learning was delivered the same way so it could be measured in MAS. This approach doesn't work, yet it's how the majority of your competition shows up. I'll share the 15 myths that hold you back, along with the myth-breaking tools that help support a high level of adult learning and engagement. To apply these tools successfully takes conscious effort, work, and practice. To be a successful and competitive communicator where clients want you back time and time again, artful application is the game changer. Just being an expert on your topic du jour won't get you to the top. To be an artful facilitator, you also have to be ready to not be the center of attention. Wait, what? What'd she say? You have to not give away the farm with your answers, even if you're the absolute expert on the subject. Heck, most of the time, you're never even giving the answers. You're allowing the learner to create his or her own data and retain it.